Listen to part of a lecture in a business management class.
Okay, let's talk about organization and structure in a company. How are companies typically structured?
Functionally.
And?
By projects.
Right, by function and by projects. 20 years ago, companies were organized in function groups, where people with a certain expertise worked together as a unit. The architects in one unit, the finance people in another unit. Well, nowadays, a lot of companies are organized around projects. Like a construction company could be building an office building in one city and an apartment house somewhere else, and each project has its own architects and engineers. Now, the good thing about project organization is that it's easier to change to adapt to the needs of the project. It's a small group, a dedicated team, not the whole company. Now, with that in mind, here's a question for you. Why do we continue to organize ourselves by function, even now, when in fact we admit that projects are the lifeblood of a lot of organizations? Why do some companies maintain a functional organization instead of organizing around projects? Yes?
Because if you don't have that functional structure within your organization, chances are you'd have a harder time meeting the goals of the projects.
Why?
Why?
Listen, let's say we got 4 new cars we want to design. Why do we need a functional organization? Why not just organize the company around the 4 projects? These people make car number 1. These other people make car number 2.
Yeah, but who's going to be responsible for what? You know, the way you tell who's...
Well, we'll appoint a manager. New car number 1 manager. Car number 2 manager. They're completely responsible. Why should we have a single engineering department that has all 4 cars passing through it?
When you design a car, you need the expertise of all the engineers in the company. Each engineer needs to be in touch with the entire engineering department.
Yeah, but I keep asking, why? I want to know why. Yes.
Well, to eliminate redundancy is probably one of the biggest factors in an organization, so that there's standards for uniformity and efficiency in the organization.